One of your measures, Senate Bill 860, which addresses taxes and manufactured homes, making another step this week?
It did. It flew out of the Senate, got it done really fast. It's a good bill. Several years ago, a court case from Department of Revenue decided to tax manufactured homes, use manufactured homes. I didn't think that was right. That hits some pretty vulnerable people. I mean, normally they're maybe a first-time homeowner, older people retiring, whatever. Those homes have been paid sales tax on when they were purchased new, just like when you buy a house. The material on the first time it's built is new. And if you take the axles off of them, then they're considered a permanent resident and no sales tax on that used. However, the Department of Revenue determined that through the Supreme Court that they should be taxed. So I passed a bill this year out of the Senate. It's going to the House now that exempts them from sales tax. That could be the difference between having a home and not having a home if they have to pay 8% tax on a used manufactured home. And 8% of the houses in Missouri are manufactured homes. And so there's a lot of used ones out there. So if we can help people get in a home, get in their own home, and get a start, I think that's a big jump. Glad to do away with the tax on those.
Speaking of taxes, a Senate bill that made its way through the House and received final House passage this week and has been signed by both the President Pro Tem of the Senate and the Speaker of the House, now on its way to the governor, is Senate Bill 509, which would, over the course of a few years, implement an income tax cut for Missourians.
Yes, it is. We're going to try this again, and the governor last time vetoed it. We'll see if he vetoes it this time. There's some pretty good stopgap measures in there that says we have to generate so much revenue before this can happen, strung out over a long period of time. If the philosophy is true, which economics says, money turns over 7 times before it leaves a community. So this should stimulate the economy greatly. And Missouri does have a stagnant economy. We're like 47th in job growth. In state domestic product, we're 37th in, and we're just not keeping up. And so we've got to do something to revitalize manufacturing and jobs here in Missouri. And we think a tax cut's the way to go.
Still hearing a lot about Medicaid. And I know there's been some more calls have been coming into varying senators' offices over the last few weeks. Another, I guess, round of those this past week or so?
Yeah, well, they are robocalls. And oftentimes they aren't explained what the calls are really about to the person making the call. Sometimes they think we're making, we're not. It is difficult. I have a full-time person that works for me and a part-time person, and we take care of 180,000 people just with 1.5 people and myself. And so at times we'll have 25 phones waiting while the girls are answering the 2 phones that they can. And it makes it really difficult to get any other business done taking care of constituent work. But I want to apologize and let people know we are here, and the phones can ring forever, but we've got 25 at times waiting ahead of you to be heard, and by that time they're cut off. So that's just something we deal with, but I do want to apologize to people for not being able to take every call. We try and do that, try and get back to everyone, but the volume that they're sending us with thousands of them, we just cannot do that.